What do you think of this trade? Your pension for a lump sum of cash? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. It's called the Pension Advance. This is where a retiree can get a lump sum from a company that, in return, gets what would have been a retiree's monthly pension payments for a set period. Today, the Senate Special Committee on Aging is asking some hard questions about these arrangements. Are they a legitimate way to help seniors weather a cash crunch? Are they really abusive high-interest loans? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Pension advances have been marketed mainly to military retirees, in part because the government is such a reliable payer. Stuart Rosberg of the National Consumer Law Center will be testifying that they're abusive and deceptive, and he has a personal interest.
Both my father and my father-in-law were veterans, and nothing makes me angrier than people exploiting those individuals.
Exploiting, says Rossman, because they're giving the retiree a lump sum way lower than the monthly pension payments the retiree gives up. Plus, interest can be 50% or higher, but it isn't typically disclosed. Olivia Mitchell at the Wharton School says pension advances can have a legitimate use. A senior in financial crisis with bad credit who needs money right now, but
people are very financially illiterate. They think that it's really worth a lot, and maybe they're not getting the full value.
Consumer advocates warn that pension advance companies may expand from the military market to other retired employees. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
In a few hours, we can put a fork in this third quarter. July to September has been a volatile time in stock and bond markets, and a lot of that volatility pointed down. The S&P 500 index, for example, lost 8.6% since the beginning of the quarter. Let's consult David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, here we are, end of the financial quarter in a few hours, and you know what happens then? Your investment company sends the quarterly statement in the mail, and for people not paying attention, they might be surprised.
That's right. I think you need to be sitting down opening this one. It was a pretty ugly quarter. It was obviously a lot of this was overseas worries, the slowdown in China, but also I think just the uncertainty caused by the Federal Reserve not raising rates in September. Markets hate uncertainty, and I think the biggest uncertainty right now is when will interest rates rise?
All right, so we look backwards to the last quarter, but let's look toward the future. We had a private sector survey of payrolls. It looked pretty strong today from ADP.
That's right. 200,000 jobs added according to their measures. And we think we'll get something like that in the more important official jobs report on Friday. We could see a pickup in wages. We might even see a tick down in unemployment. And if you look at that in the context of the Conference Board survey yesterday for the first time in many years, more Americans think that jobs are easy to find than are hard to get. And I think that really reflects a tightening labor market. So hopefully this tightening labor market causes the Federal Reserve to begin to raise rates and gives people a little bit more certainty about where we're going in the fourth quarter. And maybe it'll be a better fourth quarter than a third quarter.
We'll see. David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds, thank you for this.
Anytime.
If you've received a new credit card recently, you've probably seen a fingernail-sized rectangle on the front, sign of the chip that's embedded in the card. Now, as of tomorrow, October 1st, we're all supposed to have the chip cards, considered more secure than the magnetic strip that's still there on the back. The problem is not all banks and retailers are ready for this deadline. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Chances are no more than half your credit cards have an embedded chip in them, a new standard called EMV. And that's being generous, says Aviva Leighton of Gartner Research.
I would be very surprised if we have more than 15% EMV transactions.
That is, at checkout registers after October 1st. Leighton says banks are taking longer to issue new cards, which are more expensive. And her merchant clients are telling her this.
When we see a lot of EMV cards come into our store, then we'll turn it on.
It may seem like a game of deadline chicken, but analyst James Wester of research firm IDC says October 1st is really a start, not an end, because all that's changing is who's on the hook for fraud.
If a merchant accepts a magnetic stripe card and the chip card is available, any fraud on that card, the merchant's now on the hook for it.
It's an economic incentive to get everyone to the more secure chipped system. And most merchants and banks will, Wester says, eventually. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
say, organic Brussels sprouts. You keep an eye on them in the field when they're growing. With organic beef, there's the corral. But how might one raise organic fish? From Newfoundland, Canada, Newfoundland, I should say, Luke Quinton has this report.
That's a small one.
Ben Shanahan runs the Fish Depot in downtown St. John's, Newfoundland, one of the world's ancient fishing meccas.
So do you get anyone in here asking for organic seafood?
None. Not one person in 10 years.
Organic seafood is new territory, even here in Newfoundland. Fish farmer Laura Halfyard grew the first crop of certified organic mussels in North America. But in the ocean, what does organic even mean?
That you are guaranteeing the traceability of that product, so the consumer knows everything from when we collected the seed right to the market.
To meet Canada's organic standard, mussel farmers test the water in the ocean floor and use biodegradable materials instead of nylon and styrofoam. And then?
70 or 80% of it goes to the U.S.
And it's often labeled organic, but not USDA organic. Why? Patty Olivera is the Assistant Director of Food and Water Watch.
We don't have standards yet for organic seafood products.
Olivera says that while the U.S. has been discussing organic seafood for a decade, American stores have been selling organic fish from every other part of the world. And according to the USDA, that's left the U.S. playing catch-up. The White House is set to review draft standards later this year. The major holdup now? Farmed salmon.
We have real concerns about whether we can have organic standards for salmon.
Other countries still use medicine and chemicals to treat organic seafood. And wild fish? They're excluded because their food source can't be traced. Lavera says U.S. standards will likely look a lot like Canada's.
Oh, woman likes her chair.
Yeah. Back in the fish shop in St. John's, Ginny Ryan has just bought three wild Arctic char.
I don't trust farmed fish. I like wild fish. I don't care whether it's organic or not.
Are all consumers this informed? We'll find out when the White House releases its draft proposal. In Newfoundland, I'm Lou Quinton for Marketplace.
And federal safety regulators say Fiat Chrysler has been underreporting the number of people who died in cars that might have been defective. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this represents a significant failure on the parts of Chrysler and Jeep to meet responsibilities under federal law. Fiat Chrysler was already in trouble for mishandling a big recall and is being overseen by an independent monitor. From Montclair State University today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.